This Week in the Civil War, on Saturday, June 20th, 1863, by virtue of a presidential proclamation, West Virginia officially joined the Union as the 35th state, and at Wheeling, Arthur Borman was inaugurated as West Virginia's first state governor. Before the war, Eastern and Western Virginia existed as one state, but with two distinctively different lifestyles. The Eastern side adopted a coastal-based slave economy, which allowed them a larger legislative voice as the number of slaves increased their population for larger representation. Yet they paid lower taxes than the West because slave property was valued less. The Western side, meanwhile, established a river-based economy and lifestyle, mostly without slaves. When Virginia seceded from the Union to join the Confederacy, Virginians in the West declared its secession void and began working for statehood. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.